Hello. Hi, this is Laura. Hi, I'm from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinion and advice on issues facing us all. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
In which county do you currently reside?
Hidalgo County.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote to for most often? Democrat, Republican, or do you vote independent of party?
Republican.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
10.
On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, you can let me know. Texas Governor Greg Abbott?
Yes.
Do you have a strong positive, somewhat negative,
strong positive?
Negative?
Strong positive.
The Democratic Party?
Not impressed.
Okay. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick?
I don't know who he is.
Former President Donald Trump?
Very impressive.
State Senator Morgan Lamantia?
Not very impressive.
Okay, would you say somewhat negative or strong negative?
Somewhat negative.
Okay, the Republican Party? The Republican Party? What impression do you have of them?
The Republican Party, very impressive.
Vice President Kamala Harris?
Not impressive at all. Negative
Republican,
impressive.
Okay. Republican candidate for State Senate, Adam Hinojosa?
Somewhat. Impressive.
All right. If the election for president of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Democrats Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Republicans Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colin Allred, Democrat.
Ted Cruz.
For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state Senate from this part of Texas? Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan Lamantia, Democrat.
Adam Hinojosa.
Do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
Yeah, I think we need to get someone else.
Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports from about candidates from state Senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Adam trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets.
Who is he?
Adam Hinojosa.
Okay. Yes, I forgot all these things you said. Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal
less
taxpayer
likely,
dollars.
Less likely.
Okay. Somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Much less. Morgan supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks.
Much less.
Adam will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
Very likely.
All right. And next one on the list, to prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Very likely.
Okay. Morgan opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime.
Much less likely.
Morgan is in favor of pornography in school libraries and is endorsed by Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Questioning, Queer Advocacy Group.
You said Morgan, right?
Yes.
Morganti, whatever her name is. More or less likely.
Okay. Morgan voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
More or less likely.
Adam had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
I don't know what to tell you in this one. Very less likely.
Okay. Adam is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi.
Very much likely.
Okay. Morgan broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Very less likely.
Adam knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Very much likely.
Okay, Morgan doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
Very less likely.
Adam supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs that prey upon our communities.
Very much likely.
Morgan is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Very less likely.
Adam has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies.
That's Adam?
Yes.
Very much like it.
Morgan supports state funding for children transitioning and gender mutilation surgeries.
Oh, my God. It's very less like me.
Adam will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race theory and gender modification and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Very much likely.
Morgan has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Very less likely. How many more?
We are almost
done.
How
many more questions? Okay.
Yes, we are almost done. Morgan opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, private, or a charter school.
Very less likely.
Okay. Morgan is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
Very less likely.
Morgan voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce and not require them to enforce all the laws on the books.
Very less likely.
Adam believes we must protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mother and their babies. That is why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children.
Very much like.
Okay. Adam supports securing our border to protect our families.
Very much like me.
Okay. Having heard more information about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan LaMancia, Democrat.
Adam Hinojosa.
Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1968.
Okay, and do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or other Central or Latin American background?
Mexican, yes.
All right. Is your race Anglo-American, Asian, or some other race?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up.
Some other race?
Hispanic.
Okay.
Hispanic,
and
white.
Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from news sites on the internet, local TV news, blogs and emails, social media such as Facebook or X, cable news network, newspaper?
Social media.
And which one would you say is the most next preferred source from the ones I mentioned? News sites, local TV news?
The news site.
All right. And thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more English television or Spanish television?
I watch both.
Okay. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Through an antenna, satellite dish, or DirecTV? Streaming over the internet without commercial? Commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu? Local cable system.
The local cable system.
And which one of these would you say, if any, do you use next most often? Through antenna, satellite dish, or DirecTV, streaming over the internet without commercial, or supported streaming services such as Hulu?
I don't think I use any of those. Cable, that's what I use.
Okay. Do you have an Instagram account, X account, Facebook account, or YouTube?
Facebook.
Just that one?
Yeah.
All right.
TikTok.
And which one of the following statements most closely describe how your position on issues of abortion. Abortion should be legal for any reason other at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should never be legal.
I want to say number three, ma'am. Second to the last.
This concludes our service. I thank you so much for your time and participation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.